Hi, this is Carrie. A relative who has been successful both personally and professionally once told me, "If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards." An interesting statement that I'll admit, at first I did not quite understand. After it was clearly explained, I live life with this thought always in the back of my mind. What it means is this: you can't rest on your laurels. While you may be satisfied with what is going on now in your life, what you've accomplished, where you've been, whether it's family, friends, work, or school, whatever it may be, you need to look at what is next. If you don't look for self-improvement, you could easily stagnate and in fact fall behind. I'm not trying to put pressure on you. I'm just trying to make you think, you know what? Yeah, you know, you got to keep moving forward. If you stay where you are, there's a good chance that you're not going to be, and I don't want to use the word successful too much because it doesn't mean successful in business, professionally, or whatever, although the examples I'm going to talk to in a second do point to that. It just means that, you know, you need to keep on learning as you move forward in life. Perfect example of this is a company like Blockbuster Video. They pretty much owned an entire market and stopped looking forward, right? They didn't move forward. Unfortunately for them, now they're extinct. There's a lot of companies like this, if you think about it. Kodak, Toys R Us, Circuit City, MySpace, which was before Facebook and was a leader, and Radio Shack. Think of Radio Shack. Even the name connotates something that, you know, it's a dinosaur. They're radio. They all experienced the same issue with moving forward. They were initially innovators that rested on their laurels and stopped moving forward. Now, you can be hard on yourself and think of some things that you've done where you go, you know what, I just stopped doing it. And that's going to happen. But you want to make sure that in general, you're moving forward in your life. You're not just sitting back. I have my own embarrassing personal example that I don't mind sharing with you. Over the last few years, I've barely maintained status quo in regards to understanding computer technology. Very ignorant of me, very, very ignorant of me, and I know it. This has resulted in, I'll tell you, a lot of misses. I'll tell you, a lot of time wasted, so much time wasted. It's resulted in me relying on others for help. Significant missed opportunities that I've had and continue to have. I can't tell you how much time it takes me sometimes, and this is embarrassing, but I'll share it, to figure out how to use a specific app. Or you know what, I've been on something for a half an hour, and I'll ask my wife or one of my children to help me, and they'll say, "Dad, this is simple," and they'll show me. Just filling out a simple internet form, you know, it may sound like I'm an idiotic, but you know what, if you don't know what you're doing on the internet, and you don't know what you're doing with computers, you're going to have more errors. Okay, I'm not as bad as I guess I'm saying, hopefully, but I'm put it this way, I need to improve significantly. I've call it rested on my laurels in terms of knowing how to use my computer at the base again, but not going to the next stage. The use of computers in the internet is moving forward at such a rapid pace that status quo is clearly moving me backwards, just like it's a lot of people when it comes to work, when it comes to play, whatever they're doing. Companies, you see companies right now leapfrogging over other companies because of what they're doing with technology. I'll give you another example as it relates to it. When I wrote my first book, I almost got ripped off paying a significant sum of money to do it properly when it cost me next to nothing after doing hours of research that the computer and technology literate person would have found in just a couple of hours. But it was worth the time. You know what? Just talking about my internet and computer issues for the last minute or so is making me realize I still haven't taken enough time to change the situation. So I'm going to do it. As I move forward, that's one of the things I need to keep doing, or I guess initiate doing, so I do it properly. As I've gone on about my moving backward on internet and computers, hopefully you've started thinking of something that you aren't moving forward on and will motivate yourself to do something about it. Because it's not going to happen on its own. You have to make the effort. It's something I want to emphasize, and you'll hear this probably throughout my episodes. It's up to you to do this stuff. No one's going to do it for you. And I realize that as I'm sitting here, things that I've done well and things that I've done poorly, it's me doing it. I'll try to get help from folks, and that's also yourself doing it. So it doesn't mean you can't use resources. It just means you need to realize you need to do it on your own. Figure it out on your own. Make it a priority on your own. Motivate yourself on your own. Now, don't get me wrong, and I'll refer to my last episode where I said you have to party, you have to enjoy, you have to celebrate your success. You need to do that when everything is going well. You just need to realize the next day after that to continue your personal growth, or you're going to stagnate and ultimately end up not as well off as you currently are. Continue to grow. It's definitely up to you. If you aren't moving forward, you're moving backwards. This is Kerry Siegel reminding you to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.